Good morning, it's Tuesday, August 3rd. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Sunny with a daytime high of 83 degrees. Mostly clear in the evening with overnight temperatures in the mid-50s. Tacoma is in for some hazy skies until tomorrow as wildfires continue to burn. Fires from eastern Washington, Oregon, and northern California are pushing smoke into the Pacific Northwest. However, the National Weather Service says surface air quality should generally remain good in western Washington. One of its meteorologists says it's because of surface winds off the ocean, which are generally cleaner air. The air quality and haze may be more noticeable for people who are hiking or near mountains, but it's not much of an issue for the lowlands of Puget Sound. Today is primary day for the 2021 election. Washington voters have until 8 p.m. tonight to submit their ballots. Mailed ballots must be postmarked today to be counted, no stamp required. Voters can also return their ballots at one of 48 drop boxes across Pierce County. As of last Friday, 9.2% of registered voters had returned their ballots. The county auditor's office is projecting a 25% turnout for the August primary. The two candidates with the most votes will advance to the general election November 2nd. Initial primary results will drop around 8:15 tonight. Final results will be certified August 17th. Tacoma residents are voting on some key races. The city council race includes District 2, which serves parts of downtown, the Port of Tacoma and Northeast Tacoma. Candidates are Kelly Blucher and Sarah Rumba. There's District 4, representing parts of the East Side and South End. The candidates are Catherine Ushka, who is running for re-election, Israel James McKinney, and Nolan Hibbard Perry. There's District 5, which serves the South Tacoma and South End neighborhoods. The candidates are Chanjoli Bushnell, who goes by Joe Bushnell, Trayvon Dunbar, and Ann Artman. Kiara Daniels and Brett Johnson are running for the at-large District 6 seat. The candidates for mayor are incumbent Victoria Woodards, Jamaica Scott, and Steve Haverly. Fentanyl-related overdoses are rising in Pierce County and are following state and national trends. Preliminary data from the medical examiner's office show 55 fentanyl-related deaths from January to June 2021. That's according to the Opioid Task Force Coordinator for the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. 22 deaths were reported in 2018, 40 deaths were reported in 2019, and 95 were reported last year. They include those involving medical and non-medical fentanyl use. Data shows 418 overdose deaths statewide from January to March 2021. At the national level, deaths increased 16% from 2018 to 2019. Some members of a Peninsula School District committee worry a school board resolution disavowing critical race theory is too broad and open to interpretation. The board unanimously adopted a resolution that states there will be no additional or modified student curriculum, including critical race theory. It also says the district will continue to teach a complete and accurate history that is inclusive and without bias. The resolution comes after the board president met with a conservative group last month. Some members of the district's equity, diversity, and inclusion committee now worry they'll be sidelined or disbanded altogether. Known as EDI, it has about 50 volunteer members and serves in an advisory capacity for the administration. A Peninsula spokesperson says the resolution does not affect the committee's work. The Peninsula School District is ordering replacement parts after a thief stripped the catalytic converters from six vans. Someone broke into the district's bus barn last week by cutting through a fence. The stolen converters are valued at about $30,000. A Peninsula spokesperson says the vans were used to transport special needs students, who are affected by the theft. The loss is covered by insurance. Deputies say they're working with the district to obtain video surveillance footage. Catalytic converters have become targets of thieves because of the rising value of certain metals. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!